This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Any views expressed in this podcast are based solely on our own experiences. This podcast does not constitute as medical or other professional advice. Welcome to Front Porch Swingers, where we talk about sex on our terms.
We talk swinging, hot wifing, BDSM, and so much more in the hopes that we will inspire you to enjoy sex on your terms.
Enjoy the show, everybody. Hey everyone, welcome to Front Porch Swingers. I'm Brenna.
I'm Brian.
So we have amazing sponsors that have been with us for months now. They are very gracious to us for continuing this journey with us, and we use them personally as well.
Yes, absolutely. We are fortunate enough to have sponsors that we actually really, really like.
Fuck yeah. We like actually use their product every single day.
Yes. Every day. Every day. Literally every day.
And that is Cassidy.com. Cassidy is a huge platform that includes a lot of swingers in your area, probably. If it doesn't, you should get all your swinger friends on there because their interface is way better than a lot of their competition. Yeah. It's not stuck in the 1990s. You know, it's not a 95 interface like you'll find with some of these other other sites. Very user-friendly, very streamlined, and honestly, just like cool ass people too. Yeah. So if you want to check out Cassidy for yourself, you should head on over to frontporchswingers.com and click on either of the Cassidy banners to receive 30 free days. Check it out for yourself and make sure that it's the right site for you. We're confident that it will be.
Yeah, for sure. And we have now over 1,400 kinky folks in our community on Cassidy. So definitely get over there and check that out.
Yeah.
Good time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We also have some new Patreon members who are the second sponsor of our podcast today. We mentioned this last week. We're going to mention it again. Honestly, we could not be doing the things that we're doing in terms of where the future of FPS is headed without our Patreon members. We have some really big, fun, awesome things in the works, and it is all possible because of our patrons. So we have some new ones we're going to give a shout out to today.
Yes, we've got Lee, Pink, and Schmitty. They are our newest members, and thank you so much for jumping on board. And the truth is, we have so much new stuff coming up, and some things we're not even talking about yet. We will absolutely announce those things first on Patreon.
Yes, our Patreon members not only hear about the newest shit going on with us and our podcast and the journey and all that fun shit, but they also get exclusive Snapchat access.
They sure do. They saw your booty today.
Totally did. Yep. They also get bonus episodes every single Tuesday.
Yep. And videos. Just got a video.
Yeah. All sorts of good stuff. So if you want to be a part of the fun and support our journey, we would love you for it. You can head on over to patreon.com/frontporchswingers. Check out the bonuses, the different tiers available, and we would super appreciate the support.
Sure do. Thanks.
Yeah. We've had some really fun stuff going on this week. Some of it has been, well, I would say the most fun we've had this week has been personal slash professional.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you know what I'm referring to?
I do know what you're referring to. We had the opportunity and the privilege, of course, again, to do some work with TabooToys.com, who we absolutely love, along with Cassidy. They have been our partners for a very long time now. And so we did a new YouTube video for them, which will be out very soon. And it was basically very powerful vibrators.
Yeah.
And I must say, as much as we have enjoyed the videos and the, in quotes, air quotes, reviews we've done for their toys, because it's really not work at all. It's like super fun because we get to play with all kinds of shit. They sent us 4 of the most amazing vibrators yet.
So picture this, people. Okay, I have no idea which vibrators we're getting. You corresponded with the person at Taboo Toys who we have all of our correspondence with.
Yes.
And she just said, you know, I'll send some over. And so I had no idea what I was getting, okay?
Well, she gave me a list. She sent us an email with the list. I just didn't show it to you.
But I didn't see what it was, okay? Right. So I come home on my lunch break one day and there's this huge package sitting on our step.
Yep.
And I bring it in and I open it up and it's like, holy fucking shit. These are not like, these are not $30 vibrators, people. These are like the nicest vibrators on the market.
Yeah. And the beauty of that whole scenario is that you came home for lunch and on our front porch is like a front porch swing, literally, and some plants, and it's really kind of nice and homey. Meanwhile, little does anybody know, there's a gigantic box of vibrators on the right next to the front porch swing.
Yeah, well, little did you know that I busted some of that on the lunch break.
Oh, no, I absolutely knew because the boxes were strewn all over the bed. So it was a great fucking package, literally. And you, eventually, as I said, in the next couple of days, it'll probably be up on YouTube. We'll get it up once we get all the editing done. But man, some of those vibrators were fucking amazing. You literally experienced the strongest orgasm you've ever had.
Ever in my entire life. And I am not just saying that because we're doing reviews for them, people. This was like it was the craziest thing I've ever experienced. I finished orgasming.
Yeah.
And I couldn't catch my breath.
Yeah, you're super vocal. And I mean, your body, you know, I know when you're about to have an orgasm. Anyone who's ever had the opportunity and pleasure of having sex with you after, they know that you're about to have an orgasm. And for me, it was really kind of strange because, so I'll paint you guys a picture. I'm using two vibrators at once.
Yeah.
So one of them is the new version of the Hitachi wand, which I'm not going to go into great detail right now, but holy shit, if you haven't seen this thing yet, you need to go out and check it out. We have the corded version. You have the one that's like 3 years old.
Yeah.
This fucking thing, listen, if you don't use it as a vibrator, make sure, guys, have it in your toolbox. You drive nails with this fucking thing. I laid it on the bed and the entire fucking bed vibrated on the lowest setting.
Yeah, you said it reminded you of like at a hotel where you like put coins in the bed chase.
Yeah, I'm fucking old. So like in the 70s, you could put coins in the bed and the bed fucking vibrated. It was the dumbest thing ever. But that's what it reminded me of. So it was a combination of that and another vibrator. So I had the wand on the outside on your clit and the other vibrator was inside of you on the highest vibrating mode.
Yeah.
And you had like a 3-minute orgasm and you weren't even making sounds.
It was like an out-of-body experience. I wasn't even sure that I was like fully there.
I wasn't even sure you were in orgasm because you weren't saying or there was no word, nothing coming out of you other than your entire body shaking. And of course, I've got your legs around my head and there I can feel you quivering everywhere. And then eventually it was like you just let out this sigh of relief. Like 3 minutes in, I'm like, should I continue this? This is working? And man, it was fucking crazy. And of course, the bed is now a mess.
I squirted everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. It was the hottest fucking thing ever. So much fun. So we really enjoyed our work week this week.
Yeah, yeah. It was crazy. I felt like you were like releasing all the demons out of my body or
something. Oh, it was totally an exorcism. Yes. No fucking doubt about it. I'm fairly certain your head spun around, but I couldn't see because I was between your legs.
And my legs were shaking the rest of the night.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
Holy fuck. Yeah. That was fun. That was so fun.
It was a hot combination.
Well, and here's the thing. Now it's making me think, oh my God, we have so many different sex toys with so many different functions. Why do we not use two of them together more often?
Well, sometimes we do, but we not like that.
No.
We hadn't done that yet. That was crazy.
Yeah. Usually we just use one at a time on anything.
Yeah, I guess.
So now I'm like, oh my God, there's so many different combinations it's and I want to top that. My new goal is to top that orgasm.
Yeah, it's endless combinations. I literally have to start moving some of the toys from one chest to another because it's getting fucked.
This is how fucking stupid it is. We have one chest that it's huge. Like, what is it? Like those old style trunks.
This is a steamer trunk.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a steamer trunk from probably the 50s.
Okay. Completely full of stuff. Yeah. And it's not just toys. I mean, there's like rope in there.
Yeah, I got BDSM stuff in there.
I mean, it's a lot. It's not just vibrators and stuff. It's everything.
And,
all of our gear.
And there's
gear.
Some stuff we can't fit in, like the spreader bar.
My cane.
The cane I can't put in there that I used to cane you with. The crop doesn't really fit and it's pretty big. There's some stuff that just doesn't fit in there.
Right. But now we have so much stuff that we have another wooden chest that we're starting to move stuff to. Yeah. We may need to stop.
That one's got lube and condoms in it.
Fuck yeah.
It's got a lot of lube. A lot of condoms.
So many condoms. It has enough lube and condoms to last a normal couple like 10 years.
For sure, based on the statistics that we've read. You know, so anyway, we've had friends over. We're like, oh, the condoms are in that chest. And you open the fucking chest and it's like...
They're like spilling out.
It's like a chest full of condoms. It's so stupid. So anyway, we have a lot of that stuff. But it was a great fucking week. It was the most fun I've had making a video yet because we were so fucking into the toys.
Well, and it was exciting every night. Like, ooh, something different. You know what I mean? We're going to try this and tomorrow night we're going to try that.
Yeah, we did it over a 4-day period. There were 4 different toys. So we had literally used each one of them on one night, but then we started using them in combinations.
Yes.
And it was fucking crazy.
I think next we need to do the wand and the bullet together.
Yeah, the egg. That thing's nuts. Yeah, it's the most powerful fucking egg I've ever felt.
So this was a really long way of saying that we have a new YouTube video coming out. You should totally check it out on our YouTube channel, Front Porch Swingers. And if you're watching the videos but you haven't subscribed yet, you should totally subscribe. Because then you find out when we have new videos and you help us out in the process.
Yeah, there's very cool stuff on there. We enjoy those a lot. The videos for TabooToys.com I love doing. And of course, our Patreon bonus episodes I like because you don't stifle me as much.
Those are your two favorites?
Yeah, because I say stupid shit and you edit it, but not on there. It's unedited.
It's unedited. Yeah, you get raw Brian.
Totally stupid me. Yeah, I love it. Anyway, so it's been a very good week. We're now in our studio 3.0. We have redone the studio for the third fucking time. Built another table. We're at a high top table now because of some of the videos that we're going to be doing coming up soon, which of course we will announce on Patreon first. But it's very different. We even have a speed rail going to be attached to this one. So it's also set up like a bar.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. You said we're gonna put booze in it. I'm like, for what? Well, we don't drink in the studio.
I have a 30-inch speed rail, and I want to fill it full of booze because I built a bar, and that's what's gonna be there.
But why?
I don't know. Who knows?
Just,
you never know.
Just because it's a speed rail?
Yeah, because I have one, and I want to put it on the bar.
Okay.
Well, anyway, it's
you
fun.
You do you.
Yeah. So we're sitting on bar stools at our bar top.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. I dig it.
It's a lot of fun. We love it. So what else is going on?
Well, so we should maybe touch on the fact, are we going to touch on this now?
Which
that
one?
We, on our last episode, we talked about my trip to Matt's house.
Yes.
And I had a surprise plan for him.
Yes.
I was going to have him fuck my ass or ask if he would like to.
Which the answer to that, I can assure you, would have been an unequivocal fuck yes.
Notice you said would have been because this did not happen.
It did not happen.
Well, and I mostly want to say this because we've had people reach out that are like, ooh, let us know how the Matt thing goes, or like as we're corresponding with people.
Right.
And I think it's because this storyline has been a really interesting one.
Yeah.
Because we've talked many times about how Matt is really kind of coming into his own and becoming a little bit more, maybe kinky's not the right word, but
he's becoming more self-aware sexually for sure.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that journey speaks to people because I think a lot of people are on that journey themselves, especially people listening to our podcast.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that today. Also, we're going to talk about some email questions that we got that we thought were really interesting. And then we're going to expand a little bit on what this situation is like with Matt. Also, some of the single guy interactions that we've had as of late. We feel like it's really important that we touch on that. We get a lot of questions about it, obviously, being hot wife couple. So some of this is really, it's indicative of the questions that we've gotten. And it's important that we kind of lay some of this out for you so you know where we're at with your journey with, you know, not just Clint, but with Matt.
Yeah, just in general where we're at and also the future of play. I think that we've had so many evolutions, and right now I feel like we're in yet another evolution in terms of how we play, how we vet people, how we have conversations. And I think all of that is really important to unpack, and I think it'll lead to sexier experiences going forward as well.
No question about it. We've uncovered a few things that I don't think we even realized. I didn't until I actually said it today when it comes to the single guy interactions that you've had and how they've turned out. Obviously some much better than others, none really terrible, but some much better than others. And we've kind of figured out to some degree there was a piece of that recipe that we hadn't really noticed until today, I think.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll go through some of that. So do you want to do the questions first?
Are we going to do single guy tip of the week too?
Sure. Single guy tip of the week. Real fucking simple this week, guys. Listen up. This just happened to us today, literally today. I had a whole different single guy tip of the week ready for this afternoon. Fuck that. This is paramount. You must pay attention to what I'm about to tell you. So I'm going to give you a little backstory. So you have been corresponding with a single guy for 2 days?
Yeah.
Okay. He reached out to you, to us, on our alternative website. So there's a BDSM site and that we're on. We have a couple's profile, and he reached out there. So you've been corresponding with him. We should say you liked what he had to say. You liked the way he looked.
Yes.
He was a gentleman.
Very attractive.
Seemed to understand the ins and outs to some degree of the lifestyle.
Well, even to the point that he was talking about hot wifing versus cuckolding and experience with couples. And I was like, this is fucking perfect.
And he identified without your coaxing him that we were a hot wife couple, not a cuckold couple.
Right.
So points, kudos for that. So fast forward. You don't tell me about this gentleman until last night.
Right.
And you said we met a couple different guys. We'll talk about that. But we're going to meet this guy tomorrow. I said, great, who is he? And then we kind of went into it. So as our day went on today, our morning anyway, we were on our way to have brunch, and you were corresponding with him.
Right.
We were going to meet him at a specific time at a specific place.
Right.
Right? That was the plan.
Right.
What happened?
Well, it turned into, well, you picked a coffee shop that's right near my house. So if we decide that we want to go play after coffee, it'll be super convenient.
Right.
Okay. So I very politely tell him, no, thank you. We're not going to do that. And here's the thing. We've talked about this multiple times before. There have been times that we have met a guy and hung out with him for 2 hours, and then I've gone and had sex with him.
Yes.
That's happened.
That is not out of the question. Absolutely.
It's not the norm for us, but it has happened in the past.
No.
And so for me, it's like, that's always a possibility, but it's not going to be something that we plan on going into an interaction for a million different reasons.
Well, and today's one of those reasons today was because, of course, he didn't know this. We were meeting another single guy at 3 o'clock today.
Right.
We were meeting the first guy that we're referring to at 1. So that wasn't really an option. Of course, he doesn't know that, and we don't need to explain that. But the bottom line is, you very politely told him, that's probably not going to happen today. This is really just a meet and greet.
Right.
And then what?
Well, he said, okay. But then he came back a little while later with, you know, I just want to throw it out there once more. You know, I have a beautiful place. And if it's a safety issue, you know, Brian can come with and make sure that it's a good location and all these different things. I once again said, no, we're not going to be doing that today. And immediately he retorted with, well, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, if you're coming all the way over here anyway, and you're going to be right by my house, and once again offers or asks to play.
Yeah. So let me get to the crux of this. Here's a single guy tip of the week. Hey, single guys, the determining factor as to whether you get to fuck the hot wife or not is up to the hot wife, not to mention her significant other. The more you push, the less likely you are to be successful. And I said this to you earlier, I liken it to a single gal. If this guy were corresponding with a single woman with whom he was going to meet for the first time over coffee, would that fucking conversation even come up? Would he be pushing the idea of, hey, come on back to my place after coffee? And after she politely declines, is he going to say, well, but you're coming all the way over here? The answer is fuck no, or at least I hope not.
Yeah,
I hope that's not what you're doing, because that's why you're single.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't understand what makes these guys think that that's applicable here. You very politely declined 2 times, 3 times.
Right.
And he continued to come back with it. So what happens? You said to me, here's what's going on. And
well,
I said, fuck
frustrated.
That guy.
Yeah, I became very frustrated. And here's the thing. For me, there is nothing that turns me off more than when a guy acts super thirsty or desperate.
And you told him that.
Yeah, I said, you're coming across as very thirsty right now, which he was very offended by.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm like, how do you not see that this is you being thirsty? This is you acting as if you're being super pushy.
Right.
You're pressuring me into a situation. And as soon as I feel that way, I wear my emotions on my sleeve.
Yeah.
And I'm very, you know, sensitive to things. And so as soon as I feel like I'm being pushed in a direction, I just fucking shut down.
Yeah, I mean, you were upset for the first 30 minutes that we were having brunch because this guy fucked you off so bad. And listen, here's the thing. You've got the answer that you were looking for. He got the answer. You said no.
Yes, very politely.
Yeah,
very politely.
That's it. And once you've gotten to that point, we don't need to go any further, because if you haven't gotten that, if you don't understand as the single guy that the gal just said, no, that's not going to happen, and back off, if you haven't figured that out, there's no reason to go any further.
Yeah, and I will say, I don't think that, you know, this guy is dangerous by any means.
No,
but
no.
But as a woman, when you tell somebody no and they don't respect that the first time, the immediate ideas going through your head are, this guy isn't safe. He doesn't understand the concept of consent. He doesn't understand that if I say no, it fucking means no.
Well, for me, it's a simple lack of respect, right? You're not getting it. She said no. That's it. Doesn't matter what the answer, what the question was. The answer was no.
Right.
And then we have to move on. So, of course, I told you, fuck that guy off. We're done with him. There's no reason to go down this road. And,
right.
And here's what's really unfortunate. Single guys. Here's the thing that you don't understand, or clearly a lot of guys don't understand. If a hot wife couple is planning to meet you, there already is a plan in place if play is going to happen.
Yes.
It wasn't that that was necessarily on the table, but had you decided, hey, listen, I really like this guy. This is really going well. I would like to fuck this guy. We could have handled that.
It happen.
It was handled. We already have a plan for that, because we were going into another meeting with a single guy originally later on in the day. So had you wanted to do that, we could have made that happen. So don't be so fucking eager to think that you have to put a plan in place. Fucking plan is already in place with a hot wife.
Just
I can assure you.
Sit back and relax.
Yeah, sit back and take it. Okay? Because that's the way it's going. She's already got a plan. She's already horny. She knows. If she wants to get fucked, she can.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. I'm always fucking horny. Yeah. So when you make me feel like I don't want to have sex with you, that's a fucking problem.
Yeah,
like,
you don't have to worry about it.
A really bad left turn somewhere.
Yeah. It's like, don't be so fucking eager, man. It's, you know, you're half in the door. Just don't be a dick. And this could have worked out in your favor.
Yeah.
You know, instead you push and push and push. So, single guy tip of the week. Do not force a fucking issue. Don't force a situation. If a couple or a hot wife says, hey, we're really not looking to play today. We really wanted to have a meet and greet to see if we hit it off. Just go with the flow.
Yeah.
If it happens, it happens. And congratulations if it does. Don't fucking force a situation.
For sure.
Jesus, what is it with these guys?
Yeah, he could have had his dick wet today, honestly.
Listen, and not to mention, he lives in our fucking town. Literally lives in our town. He's 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
It could have been a perfect scenario if you really wanted to.
Yeah, for sure.
So don't force the issue. It's there if you want it, or if everyone is in agreement, but don't push it.
There's Come on, guys.
Right. Fucking guys.
Come Jesus. On. We did meet another single guy today.
We did.
Who was super fucking cool.
He was. Should we discuss that real quick?
I don't know if I want to.
Let's touch on it anyway. Here's the thing. So
you're going to make me sound like a really big, shallow bitch.
No. Everyone's got their thing and everyone likes what they like. And, you know, it just is what it is. So you're corresponding with this particular guy. You like him. He's attractive. Seems to be very friendly. And you know, you enjoy chatting with him.
Very smart.
Yeah.
He's very smart. Like, you can tell he's a well put together guy. So yeah. I was very interested. Yeah.
Well, you had been talking to him for a few days and then you sprung on me. Like I said last night, we're meeting a guy. Actually, we're meeting two guys, but you told me about this particular guy as well. And I started asking you questions about him and you told me. And then at some point, you realize that he's not entirely your physical type. Now, he is a good-looking kid. He's attractive. He's muscular. However, he's not quite as tall as you typically like your men.
Correct.
Right? He is a little bit shorter, unfortunately, for you, because you don't like guys typically around your height.
Right.
Right. So you tell me this and I thought, well, listen, he's still a nice guy. Let's meet him and maybe that, you know, hit it off and it'll be fine. So we did. We met him. We met him for a drink this afternoon, sat with him for a little over an hour. Super fucking nice guy. Good looking kid.
Yeah, he's good looking.
Very
for sure.
Friendly. Just wasn't necessarily, he just didn't get your panties wet.
No, he didn't. I likened it to, it would be like fucking a really good friend that I've known for a long time, or like one of my little brother's friends or something.
Yeah, keeping in mind, of course, that your little brother's 24.
he's over the age of 21.
Yeah.
But he's also a little bit younger than me, which I have never played with someone younger than me.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
That's never been a thing.
No.
So, and I don't know if it's just a mental thing for me where it's like I'm trying to get over that mental hump of he's a couple years younger than me and I'm not usually attracted to men his age, or if it's just literally that I'm not attracted.
Well, you were attracted to him to a degree. It just wasn't the entire package. All the boxes weren't checked.
And I think here's the thing. Like, there's a couple times he and I were kind of looking at each other when we sat down and I was like, he's kind of giving me flirty eyes. And
yeah.
Like, I kind of felt a little something. I'm open to another sit down with him.
Sure.
But I'm not going to fuck him if that chemistry doesn't develop.
No, and let's talk about that for a second, because we alluded to it just a few minutes ago. Something we discovered, at least I discovered today, maybe you already did and I'm just an idiot. We talk about these interactions that we have with single guys and we correspond with a lot of them, as everyone can imagine. The truth is, the most successful single guy interactions that we have, you have taken place when you have met them more than
multiple
once
times
before you actually play with them.
Right.
And case in point, Clint and Matt.
Right.
Neither of those two guys did you play with the first time you met them. In fact, it was the third time that you met Clint and the second time you met with Matt. And those friendships have blossomed. They've developed and it's worked out really well. At no point have we ever really had that level of arrangement with someone that you slept with the first time you met them.
No.
And you've done that. For various reasons, but that has not been the case. No success has come from that. So there's a pattern. And the truth is, we want to get to know somebody. So yeah, we'll, you know, maybe give this guy another shot. If you continue to correspond with him, he wants to meet with us again. Maybe your opinion changes and then you go from there.
Well, I already got a message from him. He thinks that I'm attractive and wants to meet me again.
Good. So there's that, right? We'll see. We'll go down that road and see what happens, or you will. But that does seem to be your MO. It works best for us when you meet more than once.
Yeah. Right? Well, I just want to feel comfortable with people, you know?
It makes the experience better though.
It does. It makes it so much easier. And then I'm not being all shy and awkward and I can just like take off my pants and then they can just bang me and it, yeah. And then everyone wins.
It's a win-win-win really.
It really is.
Yeah. So don't be so thirsty. Just take it easy.
He wasn't thirsty. No, the second guy was really cool.
He was super cool. I really enjoyed talking to him. Hell, he and I did most of the talking. You were kind of, you know, being your typical shy self.
I was being shy.
Yeah, you were. You were a little shy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that was because you kind of felt like, I don't know, you maybe felt bad because you weren't uber attracted to him.
Maybe.
But he was super nice. I liked talking to him.
I was attracted to him. He's just not my type.
Yeah, well, you got in your head about his age, you know, being a little bit younger than you and that kind of thing. So it got a little...
But I mean, he's a hot dude.
Yeah, listen, he's a great kid. I really enjoyed talking to him. I really did.
So we'll see where that goes. Yeah. I mean, just in general, like, I would like to continue to meet people. I think, you know, you and I have talked multiple times about, like, the two single or the two playmate thing works very well.
Very well.
And I agree with that.
Very well.
The flip side of that is I feel like when we have a new interaction with a new guy and it's really great, it's like a whole different energy between you and I afterwards.
Oh, no, there's no question. It changes everything. But there are, you know, there are components that go into that. That's not easy. You know, look at what happened today. You know, you run the gamut of emotions in the lead up to meeting these guys.
Yes.
And then the actual meet is stressful for you initially.
Right.
It's tough.
Yeah, it's mentally and emotionally taxing for me. I'm not really built for it. I'm not good at quote unquote dating. I know this isn't dating, but in some ways it kind of is.
Yeah, it kind of is.
You know, I'm getting dressed up and I'm communicating expectations ahead of time and we're setting plans. And then, you know, I have to hope that they follow through with those plans. It's a lot like dating when you think about it.
Yeah, very much
and
so.
And I'm not really built for that. I've never been good at dating.
Well, it's dating to the next level dating because it's dating with the expectation of sex at some point.
Well, pretty quickly.
Pretty damn quick.
Yeah.
Leading, you know, as far as dating goes, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So, I mean, it could easily happen within an hour or two. So,
to be fair, you fucked me on our first date.
but I had to work.
You had to work?
I had to work for that.
We hung out for like 4 hours and then you fucked me.
I feel like it was longer than that.
I'm not sure it was.
Oh, absolutely it was. We met at like 6 o'clock. No,
how much
we met
work like, did you have to do? You
we bought... met like 5 o'clock for coffee. I wasn't banging you till midnight. Absolutely.
Okay, but how much work did you really have to put in?
Well, it was pleasurable work, but I did earn it, I feel like.
You act as if it was just like
we had coffee so hard to and get my drinks pants off. And dinner. I made you hot tea.
Yeah, this is the best part, listeners.
Whatever.
Brian comes up with this grand idea on our first date of like, oh, I'm going to invite her over for a hot cup of tea because it's negative 10 out.
No, actually, it was like negative fucking 18. And it was really cold and I wanted hot tea. So I took
and
you
pussy.
For hot tea. And pussy. But I made you hot tea.
Oh, God.
I did make you tea, though.
Yeah, you did.
Okay,
and you still valued me after you fucked me on the first
date. Yeah, we went out the next day.
We were inseparable.
Yeah,
we went out the next day.
Yeah, so don't judge.
I'm not judging.
Whatever. People
just saying,
out there. Yes, we
you
banged
were
on the
a little
date.
Thirsty.
I don't see it that way at all. No, no, no.
Yeah.
We banged on the first date, but we've been together ever since.
Yeah, I was thirsty, too.
You were super thirsty.
I wanted that cock.
Yes, you did. Anyway, it worked out for the best.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
See, just don't be eager. We hung out. We had coffee. Then we had drinks. We had a nice dinner.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, hey, chop, chop. I really want to jump in the sack. It wasn't like that at all.
Right? Let's have coffee and then bang.
It wasn't like that at all.
No, it wasn't.
So, anyway. And we've reenacted that first date on our year anniversary.
It was super hot.
Yeah, it was so
and
much fun.
This is the best part of this whole thing. So we go to the same place that we went for dinner the first time.
Yes.
A place we go fucking all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
And all the people, we were like acting like we didn't know each other.
Yes.
And the people working were like, what the fuck is going on?
What
we
is
see
wrong
these
with
two
these
in
two?
Here all the time together.
What the fuck is going on with these two morons?
We're like introducing ourselves.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, so much fun. Anyway, it was a good time. So it worked.
So should we get to some questions that we have from listeners?
Yes, absolutely. Let's do that.
All right. We have some really good ones. We've been getting a lot of fantastic questions on Twitter and Instagram. You guys can ask us any of your questions or, you know, comments or whatever.
We get
just
a lot of email
us.
Questions as well.
Yes, we do. So you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at FP Swingers. You can also email us at mail, M-A-I-L, at frontporchswingers.com. When I get a listener email, when we do, it just brightens my whole day. So
yeah, and we apologize in advance. If we don't get back to you the same day, we get a lot of them. So we kind of come together at the end of the day because I get some and you get some. Like, you know, you operate the Instagram piece and I look at the email. So once we get together at the end of the day, we kind of chop them up together. So if we don't get to them right away, it means we had a few of them and we're just taking our time answering to answer you properly.
For sure. So the first one comes from Chris. He had a question about something we talked about last episode, which was single guys eating pussy.
Yes.
So he's not a single guy. He is partnered.
Yep.
And he is really curious about learning more about how to eat not only his wife's pussy, but potentially another woman's pussy in a swinging interaction.
You know, my advice is simple. Take cues. Listen to direction.
Yes.
Every woman is different, obviously, just like every man is different. And to think that you're going to pleasure someone the same way you pleasure everyone else or anyone else doesn't really make a lot of sense.
For sure. We talked about that a little bit last week. And the other thing I will say is that you should ask for feedback. Like, I think a lot of times people are afraid to do that when they have sex with people, especially when it's not your partner, right?
Right.
When it's like a single woman or a single guy, or like you're in a swinging interaction. But I mean, even with swinging couples, we've asked for feedback from them and they've Absolutely. Done the same for us with people that we see regularly.
Yes.
And that does nothing but develop better sexual relations down the road. I think sometimes you have to take your ego out of sex a little bit.
Well, you know, no question about it. And also, I think it's really important that you provide that feedback in a non-invasive way. You know, yeah. We just had an interaction with our friends. We talked about it with Roger and Jessica, and we had a phenomenal interaction with them at our home when we met. We had kind of a dinner party with them, and the idea that the mutual feedback was kind of, it was refreshing. Like, I told you and Roger how hot it was, and they said the same. And you know, there was some of that kind of, you know, it was a little bit of banter, but everyone, there was an understanding that we enjoyed what we saw and what we felt. And I think by doing that, it just opens it up. So it's like next time we know, okay, that worked. She really enjoyed that or he really liked that. We know which direction to go.
Yeah.
So having that conversation just makes sense. There's no reason to be so closed off. You just had sex with each other's partners.
Yeah, for sure. Or even if it's with your partner. So
well, for sure.
So many partners, people in general, are afraid to talk to the people they're having sex with about sex, well, which is fucking crazy to me. Like, you're going to have it, but you're not going to talk about it? That's fucking nuts.
Well, how many conversations have you had with your vanilla friends that are, you know, don't have good sex with their partner?
Oh my God, it's fucking so terrible. Many. Like every terrible. Single one of them.
Yeah. And like the guy that worked with me that told me that terrible fucking story about seeing that movie with his wife and how embarrassed he was because there was a sex scene in it.
Yeah.
You are sitting at a movie watching two people have sex and you're embarrassed because your wife is next to you. What the fuck are you talking about? I mean, I didn't even have any, I couldn't even talk to him about it. I had no words for him.
Right. But I think that's a perfect example of a couple that isn't having regular conversations about sex. And Clearly. I feel like that is what leads to everything. That's what leads to better sex. That's what leads to fulfilling fantasies. That's what leads to things like swinging and non-monogamy, if yes. that's the direction you want to go. So yes. like, just fucking start talking about sex. I will also say that if you want step-by-step tutorial of how I personally like to get my pussy eaten, it's on our Patreon page.
It absolutely is. You laid it out in full color.
Fuck yes.
Super hot.
So
what else we got?
We're going to go on to the next question, which comes from T and C. So we wrote an article recently about on our blog on yes. frontporchswingers.com about the overlap between having regular playmates that become friends
yes.
and sex, and how those two worlds can become blurry, like friendship versus sex. And they brought up an interesting point that we haven't really run into yet, but I think it's something worth discussing, which is sometimes you have friends that don't start out as lifestyle friends. They're vanilla friends, but for whatever reason, you want to bring them into the fold of your swinging fun.
Right.
So specifically, they have a single guy friend who's very close with both of them, and they've considered swinging with him and kind of living out a hot wife dynamic with him, but they're afraid of how the friendship portion and sex are going to, they're not going to mesh well, basically.
It's a valid question for sure. You know, we have not had that happen yet, but you just recently had a very odd interaction.
Well, I had a very close friend of mine reach out to us on a site, not knowing it was us.
Right.
I don't think anyway.
Right.
And basically, you know, laid out some of his fantasies, and a lot of them align with ours. But it's like, yeah, I don't see how that could possibly work. He and I have been friends for years and we've spent so much time developing that friendship. I don't think that there's any way that I personally can like leave all of that friendship behind and let him fuck me.
It would be a very strange situation based on that relationship.
I don't see how that works. I think that there are some people who can make it work. I think that what you have to do is you have to set very clear boundaries and you have to be very open with your communication about here's where that line is drawn. And whatever that looks like for you, I would think for me, like if it was your friend, you know, if it was one of your friends that we wanted to bring into this fold with us, you would have to really be the one to outline, here's what's okay. Here's the communication that I'm okay with happening. Right. Here's what I'm not okay with. And those lines have to be very, very clearly drawn and followed.
Well, I think in a situation like that, it lends itself to a whole different set of dynamics because you have a different relationship with that person. You know them on a very different level.
Right.
And bringing someone who has never been in that space before with you, bringing them into that fold, I mean, I imagine that could be shocking. I mean, when you told me that it was your friend that corresponded with us on that site, and to be fair, you realized it was him because he sent you a picture.
Yes.
He didn't see ours entirely. So he was, I don't think
he hasn't seen face pictures.
No. Yeah, he doesn't know. And he clearly hasn't put two and two together, probably because he simply does not think of you that way.
Probably not.
So it's never occurred to him. But when you told me that, I thought, man, that's really a strange kind of feeling, you know? And I wouldn't even know what, if you had said to me, hey, this particular person hit us up, they're interested in a lifestyle, how do you feel about that? I don't even know what I would say to that, honestly.
Well, and I think that I think it's an attractive option when you think about it in terms of you understand this person on a different level.
Well, I think it sounds attractive. I do. That's I think what it I'm sounds
saying.
Attractive.
I think that there are certain upsides that, like, when you think of playing with a friend, you're like, I feel safe with them. I feel secure. I'm comfortable. You know, my partner already knows them, like all of these different things, but you don't necessarily think of the cons right off the bat.
Yeah.
And I feel like the cons are that you could A, lose a friendship altogether.
For sure.
You could ruin something that's already good. And like I said, I feel like there's too many blurred lines going on there between yourself and your partner and a friend.
Yeah. How do you draw the line at those limitations? It's like, you know, he's a friend in vanilla world. So it's not like you want to not include him in certain things. And then it's like, oh, he's also a play partner, so we don't want to not include him in certain things. But it gets into a weird space.
Yeah.
You know, so in theory, I agree with you. It sounds like a great idea. Like, shit, who wouldn't want to be able to bang their friends all the time? You know? However, there's a
That's
certain...
That's like the whole point of the lifestyle.
Yeah, but
it's... Except it's not.
Yeah, so there's like a weird kind of... It puts you in a weird place.
Yeah.
You know, does that person have like... Do they feel like they get a little bit more leeway in how they treat you and speak to you and, you know, how maybe they're a little bit more forward than, you know, it gets a little weird. I don't even know what that would feel like.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you and I haven't even talked about it because it was clear you were not interested. So, but I just don't know what that would be like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if this couple ends up going through with it, or if any of you guys have any thoughts on this, please reach out to us. I'm super interested in this, especially considering the situation we found ourselves in this week.
Yeah.
It was very weird timing because we received this email and then like 3 days later, that friend hit us up on our site.
Yeah, very strange.
Like, oh fuck, that's weird.
Yeah, very weird. Yeah, I don't know. We know what that looks like.
So yeah, let us know your thoughts. I'm super interested.
Yeah.
All right, and then the third email that we're going to read today is from F and P.
Okay.
They said, we have struggled for so long to find the right single guy. It seems like we experience a new problem with each one. Liars, a lack of awareness, disrespect towards a relationship, etc., etc., etc. What are some specific things that we can do to avoid the bullshit with single guys and drill down to the right ones for us?
Well, so we obviously have beat this up for the last 30 minutes about some of these single guys. And we're going to talk a little bit about our relationship, your relationship with Matt here in just a minute and where that's at. I'll say this. I don't think there is no secret recipe for this. You've got to have a set line of kind of limitations, as you alluded to. You've got to have very clear directives when it comes to dealing with single guys, what you will and will not, you know, permit and what you're willing and not willing to put up with and tolerate. And then I think you have to stick to those things. For us, what we have very recently just determined, as recently as today, this was really kind of, it really hit home today, was when you set a hard limit, particularly when you're meeting a single guy for the first time, like today, right? Like the first guy we were going to meet today that we talked about. As soon as they start to try to change the plans, right? Here's the deal. The hot wife makes the decisions. obviously the couple, us, you and I, we talk about it and we kind of decide together what we're going to do. But ultimately the decision is yours as to whether we meet them initially or not to begin with. And if you've come up with a plan to meet someone and at the, you know, the 11th hour, they start to kind of falter. Oh, well, maybe we should do this instead. Or, you know, are you open to this idea? That for us is a hard limit. Like we're not doing that. This is the time. This is the day. This is what we're doing. That's it. I think you need to stick to your guns. We found that that's really the only way to make it clear that we're driving the ship. You're driving the ship.
Yeah, absolutely. I will also say, I don't think that there's really anything that you can do from a vetting perspective to completely eliminate the bullshit. No. That's never going to be a possibility.
No.
I think that what you can do is ask very clear questions and expect very clear answers in return. And we'll have some resources coming out very soon for the specific questions and ways that you can be vetting single guys. So we'll make sure to let you know when those are available. But honestly, when it comes down to it, no matter how good of a job you've done vetting or communicating with single guys or anyone for that matter ahead of time, you're going to have to deal with the bullshit.
Yeah.
And I think that's been the biggest learning lesson for me in all of this is, like I just mentioned, and I've mentioned several times before, I'm a very sensitive person and I immediately go to like the emotional side of my brain rather than the logical side when we're dealing with especially single guys.
Yep.
And I really have to learn how to turn that off because there's a certain part of this where you have to compartmentalize your emotions and leave them out of it.
For sure.
I know that sounds weird because it's about sex and it's about your relationship, but it's also about being logical with your decision making.
Well, there's no doubt. And again, we've had this conversation not too long ago today prior to us obviously doing this podcast recording, but I am the same way. I'm different, but the same. So, and we'll talk about that, particularly as it pertains to our relationship with Matt, your relationship with Matt. When you get emotional about something, someone upsets you and they become your adversary, they immediately become my adversary. And the difference between you and I is that in 2 hours, you could be just fine and have a complete change of heart. I am not wired that way.
Right.
I will keep that person as an adversary for eternity. So that's a part of me that, you know, especially in this lifestyle, that I've got to let go of some of that. But, you know, for me, it's like if they hurt you, they're just done. So, you know, it's a very delicate balance. And that's happened recently with Matt.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll get to that. But yeah, more resources to come on the specifics on how to vet guys. But honestly, like if you're going to be a hot wife, you have to have some tenacity. You have to have some thick skin. I've had to grow thick skin very quickly being in this dynamic because there's a lot of bullshit that you have to wade through in order to find good, solid single guys. But it's worth it. It really is worth it.
Yeah. Once you find the good ones, it absolutely is. And you listen, anyone who's single out there, you know what it's like in the dating world. So just imagine now you're compounding that with the idea that potentially the date is going to turn into sex. That just changes the whole function of a guy's mind. The chemistry is just all fucked up because now he's like, okay, not only am I going to meet this gal for the first time, I could potentially fuck her today.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's a whole physiological fucking nightmare. You start getting into that, you know, that whole thing. So you've got to, you know, I don't want to say there's some leeway that has to be given. Because you should never compromise on what you think, you know, on your morals and where your limits are. But you've got to be prepared to wade through some bullshit. There is no question about it. No matter how solid they seem, eventually some bullshit's going to rear its ugly head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Yeah. Sorry. So.
So we wish we had a better answer for you. Just keep wading through the bullshit.
Yeah. Put the waders on. Jump in. Get in hip deep.
Yeah.
You'll figure it out.
Yep. Get a glass of wine ready for after the bullshit you're going to put up with.
Yeah, for sure.
It's going to come.
Yeah, yeah. Hot bath and a glass of wine. You're going to need to wind down. You know. And for the guys out there, if you're anything like me, you really got to kind of take a step back and take a deep breath. Because if you know someone is offensive or somehow disrespectful to your partner, you know, like me, I take it personally and I get angry that someone hurt you. So I tend to not let that shit go. So I'm going to try to do that.
Yeah.
Woosah.
Lots of deep breaths.
Yeah. Deep, deep breaths. So should we talk about where we are with your friend Matt?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
You go right ahead.
Well, I won't get into all the specifics of it. We talked about it a little bit on our Patreon episode, bonus episode this week. But basically, there was a situation where you know, I was canceled on right before I was supposed to see Matt last Friday. Yeah. And I reacted very emotionally to the situation. I didn't feel like the reason that I was canceled on was a very valid one.
Right.
And I also think, you know, so that is Matt's portion of this. Yeah. I think my portion to own is that we are in our busy season for work and we have so much going on with the podcast. And we're putting out a lot of content and we're working our fucking asses off and all for good things.
Yes.
I'm not complaining in any way, shape, perform, but I'm stressed and I'm tired. Yep. And so when I have pockets of fun time, that means a lot to me. That's like the most important thing in my world right now, aside from you, is those pockets of fun.
Right.
And so I was really excited to see Matt.
Yeah.
And like I said, I had all this plan together of, oh, I'm going to have him fuck my ass and it's going to be so sexy. And I had lingerie picked out. Yeah. I was going to bring over some stilettos.
Yeah, a goodie bag all packed.
I had all of this stuff all planned out for him and for me and for you.
Right.
And, you know, he canceled on me last minute.
Like 55 minutes before you were supposed to be at his place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, like I said, I reacted pretty emotionally. I had an exchange with him where, you know, I basically told him and you that I was no longer interested. And I meant it at the time. My feelings were fucking hurt. And I was just pissed about the whole situation. I felt like my fun time in some ways had been robbed from me.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, that's maybe not a completely fair way to look at it because you and I still had a great night, but
well, it is fair.
It was disappointing.
It is fair because as I explained to you and you know, as we've talked about before to many people or on the podcast, you're not just interfering with one person's plans. You're interfering with the plans of a couple. We purposely, and you had these plans with him for a week. So we purposely didn't schedule anything on that particular Friday night because you were going to be seeing him. So our plans instantly change. My plans change, right? So we don't do what we would normally do. It wasn't going to be our date night, obviously, although it ended up being that way. But that wasn't the plan because you had plans with him. And also, I think what some of these single guys don't understand, and I don't think Matt understood, at least up until this point, is especially when it comes to like to you, for example. You're emotional. You were really hurt by this. Well, here's what happens, guys. You're the single dude. You're that third guy who's kind of in the mix. He doesn't deal with your emotional, you know, disturbance by it. You are upset, so I'm dealing with that. So for the first part of our evening, you're upset and you're not as much fun and you're kind of down, you know, because you had this interaction with him that wasn't great. And then of course I'm angry because he upset you and I'm fucked off. So my blood pressure's already up. So, you know, it's like you've made a really just a shitty judgment call and it affected more than you. You didn't just, it wasn't like he was affected. We were affected.
Right.
You know, and that's a problem. So you really were just done at that point. And it wasn't, you know, maybe a week went by before you finally, or almost, you know, 4 or 5 days before you decided to even correspond with him again.
Yes.
Right. He reached out to you the next day, but you really waited to really kind of reach back out.
Yeah, well, I'm a processor and I'm learning more and more that I need to not just immediately jump to a word vomit and just kind of take some time to think about things. Because after I had a few days to think about it, I was still upset and I still felt disrespected, but I definitely blew it out of proportion. And, you know, the conversation that you and I just had before we got on to do the podcast was, you know, that idea of familiarity and the trust that I've already built with Matt meaning something to me.
Right. And to me.
And to you. And so it's one of those situations where it's like, we just met two guys corresponded with two guys today, met one of them, you know, neither one was the perfect situation. And here I have Matt, who hasn't been the perfect situation either in some ways in terms of our communication with one another, but in terms of our play, it's been perfect.
Right.
And so throwing all of that away off of an emotional reaction to what happened on Friday maybe isn't the best course of action.
Well, it was an emotional reaction to what I consider to be a really bad decision.
Yeah.
So that's a conversation you guys obviously will have, and I'm sure I'll have the opportunity to speak with him as well should you decide to go forward seeing him, of course.
Right.
You know, that's a decision you have to make ultimately. But yeah, it's really unfortunate when those kinds of things happen. So kind of back to that original question is, you know, how do you wade through some of the single guy bullshit? Well, the simple fact is you weigh the pros and the cons when you get into a situation like this. You decide what's best for you as a couple and whether or not there's, you know, enough meat on that bone to make it make sense. And that's a decision that, you know, ultimately the hot wife, you in this case, makes.
Easier said than done.
Yeah. But again, like you said, you know, you're real emotional. Getting emotional about this is just so counterproductive because it's supposed to be fun. And then I get real fucking angry because you're hurt. Someone has done something wrong to you, is the way I see it. So now that person is my adversary. And the difference is I don't come down from that as quickly. So I have to work on that.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the lifestyle's not all fun. You know, it should be. But it's not all fun. I think a lot of people, especially when you look at it from the outside, you think it's just like shenanigans and sex and amazingness all the time. And like the reality is that there are a lot of dynamics that you have to bounce around and juggle with. And that's fucking exhausting, whether it's with couples or single people. It's fucking exhausting.
Well, the truth is the couples a lot of times are much more difficult to deal with than single guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just an easier process.
For sure.
Yeah. A lot less feelings going on.
For sure.
And one less person, which makes it a lot easier.
So, I mean, hopefully we have more to come on Matt. We'll see about that.
Well, you'll decide that, not me. That's your decision. I'm Switzerland on this. Whatever you want to do, I'll just keep my mouth shut till you tell me what to say.
It's been kind of a quiet sex week. So,
well, outside of our sex, but we've been
sex with other people has been non-existent this week, which doesn't really happen.
Well, listen, you know, we hear this all the time and we kind of joke about it, like, you know, in our kick group about being too busy, because we get that, we hear this a lot, how busy everybody is. No shit. Everybody's busy. You know, we had a real busy fucking week, like we do every week. Like you said, the lifestyle is not like, it's not like you're having fucking sex 24/7. You know, we have a lot of shit to do too. But we do, we have sex 24/7, but not with other people. But we do have a lot of stuff to do and, you know, we just do what we can.
Yeah. But I'm really hoping that we have a super sexy hot wife adventure to tell everyone about very soon.
Well, it sounds like we will this week.
I think so. I mean, we met with some people and we've been talking with some people and I just think that there's some really fun, fucking sexy, awesome things in the works.
Well, let's say this. We got something pretty fucking interesting coming up in a few days that just kind of fell in our lap. I'm not even sure. I can't say much about it because I don't even know how to fucking describe it. But let me just say this. Someone reached out to us again on our BDSM site, right? Our profile.
Right.
They are a very unique couple and they are coming into our town from California. I think they're traveling to our state, our town to perform.
Yes.
Right. And we're not 100% of what the performance is. It's burlesque to some degree, I guess.
Is it?
But it's.
I'm not even sure.
It's a variety. It's like an adult variety. Well, we know based on the location in which it's taking place that it's adult themed. There's no question about that. We just don't know the ins and outs. So it's, you know, it's kind of a costume burlesque adult themed thing. Anyway, they reached out to us. Wanted to meet us, asked if we would come to the show and then potentially meet them for dinner or whatever. We were so fucking intrigued by the two of them and their pictures. We're fucking going. It's a Thursday night, but we're fucking going.
So hopefully we have something to tell you guys about with that because holy fuck, I'm excited.
Yeah, I don't even know. This is like one of those weird fucking bizarro things that happen. Like out of nowhere, a couple reaches out to us. It's like, hey guys, we're coming to your town. You look super cool. You want to come and hang out with us and come to our show and, you know, have dinner afterwards? And we're looking at this couple like, fuck yeah, we got to see what this is about.
I have so many questions.
Yeah, and we got to say, we don't know what they look like because they're in costume in all their pictures.
Yeah.
We have no fucking idea. And I don't even care.
I don't either. I just want to meet them.
The combination of where it's taking place, their pictures and their profile, and the fact that they're coming multiple states away to come to this thing, I just have to see it.
Yeah.
It could be a total train wreck or it's going to be fucking amazing. But either way, we're going.
There's no in between.
No. There's no gray area. It's not going to be like, oh, that was kind of cool. No.
That's not this couple.
No. And it's certainly not this location. It's going to be balls to the wall, a good time, or a total catastrophe.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm in.
Either way, you'll hear about it.
Yes. You're locked in.
So excited. Yeah, lots of fun stuff coming up that we are so excited to tell you guys about. Obviously, we share everything sexy in our world with you guys. So stay tuned for all of that. I don't think we have anything else this week, right?
No, some stuff we're going to save for next week. We've got a lot of fun stuff coming up, particularly in the month of September. September is going to be fucking crazy for us. Big announcement, probably the middle of September, but we're going to hold off.
For sure.
Yeah.
As always, thank you guys so much for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
If you're anything like us, when we first started swinging, we really had no idea where to begin. And it can be really intimidating. And we have a great recommendation for you, which is to join Cassidy.com. Cassidy is a huge online platform that includes so many sexy swingers in your area, plus lots of local events to keep you up to date on all things lifestyle. And if you join Cassidy, you can find our community, Front Porch Swingers, and keep up with everything we are doing as well. So make sure you check out Cassidy.com today.